So how would you say, was it through the Store Area Association that most of your clientele found you?
Well, it was, because it was that Where to Stay brochure that they had already started. And at that point, the Stowe Area Association office was where Jamie's is now on Main Street. It was one room run by a woman named Mary Sweet. And she was the one who did reservations, took down information. It was very primitive in those days. In fact, I remember she called me one night in tears. And I said, "What's the matter, Mary?" And she said, "Well, somebody called and wanted to know if I could get reservations for 6 colored fellas." And it turned out there was some local people pulling her leg. But they pulled it very hard, and she was quite tearful. I said, "Well, if that situation comes up again, call me. I don't have a problem with that. You can always put people at my house. As long as they're compatible people, it doesn't make any difference." Went back into the living room, because this was in the evening, and I was so taken aback by this phone call, I told it to the people who were sitting in the room. And one man sitting there said, "Well, if you do that, I'll never come back here."
Really?
And I said, "Well, I would be very sorry not to have you as a guest, but if that happens, that's what I would do."
Was there division amongst the innkeepers about that issue?
No, because almost nobody of color ever came to town. In fact, one of my guests brought a young doctor with him who was of color. He was black, but he was very light-complected. And they went up to go skiing, and dinner that night, the guy said, they were all meeting to have lunch together. He said, "I don't know how on earth you found me with so many people up there." And Bill said, "Well, it was like finding a fly in a glass of milk."
So, do you have a good sense of humor about that?
Oh, yes, absolutely. But that was yes, and he turned out to be an assistant Admiral Rickover, the man who had said he wouldn't come back. And interestingly enough, many years later, his daughter and my son were roommates in Burlington at college.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a small world sometimes. Oh.